We're
reading from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item
76.
Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 76. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
אנחנו נמצאים בטור ב' באות עין וו. ותדע
Now that by מלכות's ascent to Bina
נקרא באות עין ג' טור א' למטה.
Item 73. First we shall clarify the 10 ספירות דקטנות נקודים. You already know that following the התפשטות, spreading or expansion of Sagdeak, it underwent the bitush of Or Makif and Or Pnimi on its Masach, which gradually purified it. The levels that emerge as it purified are called Nekudot Desag, and they descended below Tabu De'ak and mingled with Pchinat Dalet there. After it completed its purification of all the Aviyut De'guf in the Masach and remained with only Aviyut De'rosh, it is considered to have risen to Rosh De'sag, where it received a new Zivug on the measure of Aviyut that remained in the Reshimot in the Masach, as has been explained above in item 35.
Shualim.
Questions? Read it again, they didn't hear.
Again, item 73. First, we shall clarify the 10 Sfirot, Dekatnut Nikudim. You already know that following the Itpashtut of Sagdeak, it underwent the Bitush of Or Makif and Or Pnimi on its Masach, which gradually purified it. The level that emerged as it purified are called Nekudot Desag, and they descended below Tabur Deak and mingled with Prinat Dalet there. After it completed its purification of all the Aviyut Deguf in the Masach and remained with only Aviyut Derosh, it is considered to have risen to Rosh Desag, where it received a new Zivug on the measure of Aviyut that remained in the Reshimot in the Masach, as has been explained above in item 35.
כולם זוכרים מה שהיה?
Everybody remembers what we had. I can't hear. Everyone. Okay, so let's continue. And, nevertheless, Dalet Dalet Galgalta. Everybody can see the drawing. Dalet Gimel is. I can't hear you. Good. Gimel Bet. Sag. Tamim the Sag. Also Gimel Bet. Say it. Gimel Bet. Kudot the Sag. Bet Bet. When they finish, Bet Aleph. Not restricted. They go down below the Tabu. Why? From Tabu until it completely gets purified, it's pure Bina. And it can go down below the Tabu, and then it bestows Bet, Pchina Bet, Chasadim to Nehi of Galgalta. What's special about Nehi of Galgalta? From Tabu to Siyum. What do we have there? Pchina Dalet, vessels of reception. Restricted, correct. Meaning vessels of reception. Yofi. Good. What's next? So, vessels of reception influence Nekudot Desag. They're Pchinat Dalet. They bestow that to them. And then they get restricted. Pchinat Dalet Malchut is rising to Bina. This is Tiferet. Here is Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. One third above, two thirds below. And Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Nekudot of Sag. Then, this new boundary that separates vessels of bestow and vessels of reception is called Parsa. And the Rishimot rise from this Nekudot of the Sag, including the restriction, everything, they go up to the Pe of Rosh of Sag, the origin of the Patsuf. And then, according to the Rishimo, which is Bet Aleph, second restriction, that's one Rishimo, and the second Rishimo is Dalet Gimel, that comes from Nehi of Ak. This Rishimo, according to Bet Aleph restricted, which is the most of the Rishimo, because it came out not on the Kudot of Sag, and that's why it comes up to Nikvenaim of Rosh of Sag. And we have a Zivug, and from the Zivug there expands from there a Partsuf from Tabu of Ak down to the Barsa. And this partsuf includes in it Rosh the Itlapshut, Rosh the Aviut, and the Guf. And this partsuf is called Katnut. This is called Katnut. This is Gadlut. The total is the world of, in total, we call it the world of Nekudim. The world of Nekudim.
Ve'az. Keter.
Then, Keter.
Nimtza. Bechetze shilo, bechetzeo.
One half, the lower half of Keter is inside Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima are in the, have the lower half in the zone. And zone are in the, there are upper half above the parsa and the lower half below the parsa. That's how it works for us. That's how the patsufim come out. So it's Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Each one comes out in Galgalta Einayim. His Galgalta Einayim. That's how his activated, operated on in his achap is not active. That's why it's called katnut. Let's leave the gadlut for now. It's not for now. Okay? Ask. Quickly and in rhythm.
How is it that such a small potsuf like Bet Aleph, an entire new world emerges from it?
It's not a whole world. We have a small potsuf.
But it descends under the...
So what? From there it comes to Rosh Shimo. Hold on, what's the question? A potsuf comes out small because the Rosh Shimo is small. The Parsuf came down below the Tabor because from there the Shimo came. And this Shimo Zivug took place on it, and according to the request of the Shimo, the Parsuf expands there. Good. What? Ask, don't be ashamed. Don't be shy.
Rob. In this process, we discovered that you cannot receive in order to bestow under the palsa, right? This is why we did the Tzimtzum Bet.
Yes.
In that point, actually, the created being, he...
There's no creature here? I don't understand what you're asking. There's no creature, there's a system here where the forces of nature are organized between themselves. You understand? There's no man, there's nothing. You have forces of nature. Just like this system was before man came to be on Earth. Or you believe the Creator made man out of clay or something, yeah? He blew on it and came to be. So before he did this foo, the system existed, and that's what we're talking about. Forces.
The state of the system, does it show that it shows that you can never reach Gmar Tikkun? I mean, there's an area that you can't even work there to receive in order to bestow.
Well, it's missing the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal will come, and it will be possible. We still don't have the force of bestowal. No force of bestowal. Why? You're asking nicely. Can you hear everyone? Hello? Everyone, yeah?
Tov. Ushoel kach. Im limata mi parsa.
He's asking like that. If below the parsa, you cannot receive in order to bestow. Never. There's no forces. All the forces have already been revealed. Where can we take more forces? Therefore, there will never be the end of correction. That's why we need a man, Adam. What is Adam? A system. A biological system. You have a spiritual system. So, during the time of Katnut, how is it written? So during the Katnut he will be in one state, and during the Gatlut he will be in another state, and he'll be able to move from one state to another, right? Like these exits and entrances, and a penny are added to a great sum, and we get to the end of corrections. Meaning, he will be able to bring down below the parsa corrections. How? He will do it in a reverse way. He's going to take the vessels from below the parsa and raise them above the parsa to Atzilut. And in Atzilut, these vessels will receive the correction and the fulfillment, the filling. And when all these corrections and all the fillings will come to these vessels, then you will have Vav Palim Kabtziel, one big Zivug on all those vessels, and they will all come down until Siyum Maglin. Where is it written? That's why a man, that's why we need men, or Adam, men of this world. Did they explain it somewhere? So, more questions?
In Parzuf Nekudot Tesag, there was also a bitush? A couple of Rashimot came out of it.
I didn't get it. Where? Nekudot of Sag is a Parzuf that descends below the Tabu and expands there and fills Nehi Avak. When he fills the Nehi Avak from Nehi Adak, it receives an influence about himself, and by himself he influences Nehi Avak. From this mutual influence, he acquires the second restriction. And together with the second restriction, he also gets purified.
And from it emerge Rashimot of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you're asking about this. Hold on. Listen up, maybe. I'm asking in your place. What's happening with Nekudot Tesag that went down below the Tabor? was there bitush pnim and makif there, the striking of the surrounding light on the inner light. So there was bitush pnim and makif. Where was it? It was above the taboo, because all these things that are happening, look please, friends, everything that's happening here with the Pratsuf Nekudot Tesag that went down below the taboo, when does it happen? When these Nekudot Tesag get purified from the Siyum of Sag to Peh of Osh on the way back. So on the way back, as they get purified, the Pratsuf comes down, gets mixed up, gets restricted, and then returns to Peh of Osh. Is that clear? Ask.
He says that when it reaches the Oviut of Rosh, then it includes all the Rishimot above and below the taboo.
Of course, it's along the way. That's how it is. In truth, there's so much more to add, but it's good for now. So we can quickly see how the actions are complex. What did you want to ask, sir?
It's really elusive. Why is there need for Tzimtzum Bet?
There needs to be nothing.
Tzimtzum Aleph is clear.
No, you need nothing. You have a creator and a creature, a desire to receive, a desire to bestow, and they meet. The desire to receive is a black point inside the desire to bestow, and then they begin to work on one another. From their opposition and the fact that they are together, from that you get all of development. And this development is the law. It works like that because they're opposite, they influence one another. Not that someone thinks along the way, maybe I should do this or that. There's no such thing. It's a law. Plus and minus meet, and this is what they give birth to.
Tzimtzum Bet. Who makes the Tzimtzum? The upper or the created being?
The upper one restricts Nehi Ovak. It restricts Nikudot the Sag. Yeah. Nehi Ovak is higher compared to Nikudot of Sag. And it restricts it. Nehi Deak is the Keter. And the Kudat of Sag is Bina.
No. Ken.
Yes.
So, on the Partsuf of Rosh de Sag, there emerged three Rishimot. The one is Bet Aleph, the ordinary Bet Aleph.
On which you get Tamim of Sag?
Yeah, Tamim of Sag comes out on Gimel Bet. Then Gimel Bet. And
Bet Aleph
emerges Bon.
On it comes out Upper Ma and then Upper Bon. Well, let me draw them here so you'll know what we're talking about. And this is Hashimo. We get a partsuf. Which is Bet Aleph. And afterwards comes out of it partsuf, which is Aleph Shosh. This is called Ma. And this is Bon.
So besides this, we have Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet going up from Nekudim, from Nekudot Desag, on which Pratsuf Nekudim in Katnut emerges, and that's also in Rosh Desag.
They all come out of Rosh of Sag.
Now besides this, there is also Dalet Gimel that goes up from Nehi Deag, and it also goes to Rosh Desag.
Yes, because Rosh of Sag does everything. But Dalet Gimel, when they come to Rosh of Sag, cause a zivug in Pe of Rosh of Sag.
Right, so that's what the question is about. We have Bet Aleph on which Ma comes out, and in Pe de Rosh de Sag also?
No, how does the next Pertzuf emerge? Oh.
So in the Chazeh.
In Chazeh of Sag, yes? And then how does the upper bone come out? In the Chazeh of the Ma'ilion.
And the Kudem in Gadlut of Dalet Gimel, Nehidak, goes up, emerges in the Pe, and Nikvenaim emerges in the Kudem in Katnut. It's restricted.
Yes? Yes? It's nice to hear.
So why the Dalet Gimel of Nehidak, why isn't it also in Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, like Bet Aleph in second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet?
Because Tosam Niyavak, and Niyavak is not restricted. Therefore, it causes the Masach to go down from Nikveh Naim of Rosh of Sag to the Peh of Rosh of Sag, and as a Zivug in the Peh of Rosh of Sag on Gadlut. And from that, we get the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim.
And the Rishimo of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet comes from the restricted part? After Tzimtzum Bet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bill Eli?
Understand who restricts who. You said Nehi Deak restricts Nekudot de Sag.
Because it's adding Aviyut to them, of Dalet.
But isn't it so that Nehi Deak caused Nekudot de Sag to restrict themselves?
Well, you could say it that way, but it awakens in them the Aviyut that wasn't in them before. He adds a view Dalit to them.
So doesn't Nehidak restrict Nekudot HaSag, but it causes them, Nekudot HaSag to restrict themselves?
That's true, but by what does he cause them to restrict? By the fact that he bestows upon them Pchina Dalit of Aviyut. With that, they take the Reshimo Dalet Gimel of Aviyut. Where did they get this Reshimo? From the Hiyavak, from the Yev Galgalta.
Reshimo Mikan Dalet Gimel.
The Reshimo from here, Dalet Gimel.
Dalet Gimel. Reshimo.
Dalet Gimel Reshimo comes to here.
Dalet Gimel.
To this Dalet Gimel. To Rosh of Sag.
I just want to understand the act of Tzimtzum. It's not that Dalet Gimel does it, but Nekudot de Sag.
Nekut of Sag, out of Nehi of Galgalta, bestowing upon him. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to clarify. Thank you. I have two questions about Katnut of the world of Nikudim. We said that there are two Roshim, Itlapshut and Oviut, right? What's
yes.
not clear is why does the Oviut need Rosh?
Aviyut needs a Rosh. Well, Aviyut is the main thing. The Rosh of Itlabshut is only a potential, a force, and Aviyut is in practice. Because the goof spreads from the Rosh of Aviyut. In each and every Pertzuf, you have. In every single Pertzuf, you have Rosh of Itlabshut. This is called the first Rosh. And then you have Rosh of Aviyut, which is the second Rosh. And then Guf, which is, let's say, until the Tabul. This is Tabul. This is the Toch, and this is Sof. And all of this is called a Partzuf.
No.
Well,
it's as if afterwards in the work, they work in correlation with each other. They have to work in one Rosh.
No, leave it. The first Rosh doesn't work. It's the simplest to think that way. Everything emerges from the second Rosh. This is where the Zivug of Haka'a occurs. Right here it happens. And the expansion into the Toch. That's it.
Concerning the goof, we say that Nikudim is Galgal Ta'anayim, right? What is goof in Galgal Ta'anayim in Katnut?
Half the goof.
What does it do? We have the real Achab that you said we don't use.
You have Ket Chochma Bina. No, without Chesed Gvura Tiferet. You have Ket Chochma Bina. Zranpin and Malchut. Yes? So until the middle of Bina, it's called Galgal Ta'anayim, and the lower half is called Achab.
Ken. Ten me'achol achora.
Yes. Give it in the back there.
The parts of him we've been learning in the last few lessons, are they included in the four phases of direct light?
No, the four phases of direct light already was. This is as a result of them. After the four phases of direct light, there's a restriction, a masach, or chozer, and then the patzufim emerge from that malchut of insof. Okay? All right, let's go.
Oh boy, what are we going to do? Toronto.
Lorav, I wanted to ask about the previous diagram, if you could show it.
Please, by all means.
Exactly. The restricted reshimot that rose to Rosh of Sag, they didn't rise from the point of the second restriction. I see that they rose from Bina. From the middle of Bina. From the middle third of Bina. So it turns out that the upper part of Nikudot of Saga also divided into two?
No. Sorry. I didn't make a mistake. I just didn't know how to. All the Rishimot went up from this Partsuf of Nikudot of Saga, below Tabu. So I took a certain just place and made it kind of half. It's not like it happened from this point. It's just that from all this Partsuf, the Rishimot go up to Pedro Rosh Tisag, then to Nikve Naim Rosh Tisag, the Rishimot of Bet Aleph and Tzimtzum Bet go up there, as Zivug happens, and the world of Katnut of the world of Nikudim emerges, and then from the Rishimot, we haven't learned it yet. It goes out back to Peder Rosh, a Masach, and on this Dalet Gimel, a Zivug happens, and you get Gadlut of the world of Nikudim.
And the second question, you also drew that Gimel Dalet, it's back, it's down there, Dalet Gimel on the bottom in green. They also rose. It's like some kind of raising man.
These Dalet Gimel are Rishimot that go up to Rosh Tisag. These are Rishimot that remained in Galgalta after it was, it went through his Dakhut. And then these Rishimot make the emergence of the Rishimot of Gadlut of Nikudim come out.
They didn't just go up, it's like a certain man, no?
They didn't just go up. Of course it's like raising man. Every Rishimot that goes up is a request and a demand. Rishimot de Katnut and then Rishimot de Gadlut. In other words, Nehi De'ak wants to be filled. It wants to receive in order to bestow. Verses of reception you have here. So this is what it elevates, man. It wants to receive a filling so that Patsufim will spread here and they'll fill it and then that will be the end of correction. So this is a normal, legitimate deficiency, chisaron. It's the actual malchut, b'china dalet.
So why nevertheless does Nekudot of Sag, the upper part of Nekudot of Sag, the vessels of Bestol, why didn't they also divide into two if the second restriction occurred?
Nekudot de Sag are clean bina. They have nothing, it has nothing with which to be restricted. There are no vessels of reception in Nekudot de Sag. Whereas with this malchut, it adds to them ovyut. So then where they receive the additional ovyut, there they become restricted. This is the area of Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Moscow.
Hello, Rav. This partzuf with the two heads, it went down below the tabu, thanks to what?
Because the reshimot come from there. The demand comes from there.
We have reshimot where Dalet Gimel is, in the second partzuf, it didn't go down. And this does go down. Thanks to this Dalet Gimel, because what?
What Dalet Gimel? These Dalet Gimel?
Yes, yes.
Oh, on those we didn't have a Zivug Daka yet. Soon a Zivug Daka will emerge on them, and they too will go down.
And thanks to what did they go down, if so?
From there came the request. There is the chisaron for a patsuf to come and fill it. That's where the reshimot come from. You understand what reshimot is? It's a demand. Reshimot bet aleph, that is restricted. Where does it happen? In patsuf nekudot desak, from tabu to siyum. Then the reshimot goes up to Rosh Desak and says, now I want to receive a realization. Now I want to realize, to be realized in this way. So I fill myself up in this way. Here. Why here? From here, Reshimot went up. They get a Zivug Daka here, come down, and become filled. How else? You can't ask from one place and receive in another. From where the Rishimo came, there the Patsuf spreads. And also Dalet Gimel, we will soon learn, will also be here. I'll even draw it for you because I see there's a problem here. There's a problem here. Where is Pei Rosh Tesag? Here? Here. Pei Rosh Tesag. So, this is Rosh Tesag. So there's a Zivug Daka here. The Partsuf spreads all the way to the Sof, to the Siyum. So, here is Pei Rosh Tesag. Chishimo. Dalet Gimel.
Partsuf.
A partsuf emerges that has Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and here there is Zon.
10 Sfirot.
10 Sfirot.
Rosh Aleph.
That's the way it is. The first Rosh.
Rosh Aleph. Rosh Bet.
Second Rosh.
Ve'guf.
And Guf.
Ze mimush shel reshimo.
This is the realization of the Reshimo Gimel Dalet. And again, from where the Reshimo came, that's where the Patsuf spreads or expands. 10 Sfirot of Keter, 10 Sfirot of Abba Ve'ima and 10 Sefirot of Zon. But what happens here below is called the breaking, Shvira. Shvirat HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels.
А еще один вопрос.
One more question, please.
Yeah.
No.
The function of these Rosh in the world of Nikudim.
No. Look, in every Parzuf you have two Roshim, except for Gargalta. Rosh of Itlapshut and Rosh of Aviyut. And you didn't learn the beginning of the Pticha. He writes it. You always have in every Zivug.
If so, the Zivug needs to be in the Rosh.
Zivug happens in the Rosh, but not in Rosh the Itlapshut, because there you don't have Aviyut. But in Rosh the Aviyut, there you have Aviyut, and there is the place of the Zivug. As I drew it here. This is Rosh Aleph, the first Rosh of Itlapshut. This is why there's no Zivug. And this is Rosh Daviut. And here there is a Zivug. And from the Zivug, the Guf expands. Toch and Sof, interior and end. This is altogether the Guf, and this is the Rosh. And Rosh de Itlapshut, we don't take it into account.
So below the Tabu, is there some kind of Zivug there? Because it turns out that the Zivug occurs in Rosh of Sag and not below the Tabu.
No, the Zivug happens in Rosh de Sag and the Partsuf's president, and later this Partsuf will work according to its Rosh. It's like any Partsuf that's born. For example, Ab is born out of Golgotha. Once it emerges from Golgotha, it makes a zivug by itself, fills itself, and then engenders Sag, etc. It's the same here. Sag engenders a Partsuf called the world of Nikudim in Katnut. It did it. Fine. Then, on the next Roshimo, it makes the Patsuf of the world of Nikudim in Gadlut. And then the world of Nikudim in Gadlut, once it emerges, it's in Gadlut, it begins to work. It works to an extent that it ends up breaking.
So is there a Zivug below the Tabu in the Rosh of Aviyut?
Yes, in the Rosh Aleph and Rosh Bet you have Zivugim, couplings. You will learn it in part 6 of Talmud Esel Sefirot. There are Zivugim there, and many Patsufim emerge. Many Patsufim. From every Zivug, just like we learn in Golgotha, Tamim and Nekudot, it's the same here. But these Patsufim that emerge, for example, Tamim, are called the 8 kings, Melachim, that died. Yeah.
Another question. According to the diagram, it turns out that from the beginning to the end, this whole story occurs in Golgotha. Meaning the Siyum of Golgotha is altogether the Siyum of everything we learn about, actually. And the Golgotha is the Keter, so everything happens in the Keter, actually?
True, because from it everything emerges, and in it there should be the end of correction. Everything is in Golgotha. If Golgotha had enough strength, the Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, would be in Golgotha. Is it done or not? What is he learning?
Спасибо.
Thank you.
Leave me alone. You're not asking according to the issue. I don't want to hear questions. Sorry. Yes.
Can I ask again about the Rosh Vitlabshut and Rosh Aviyut? What?
Find where it is, please. 43, 44. So let's go there. Why should I be talking? Let Bala Sulam do it. He is the authority, not me.
We're going to read 43, Emticha. The remainder of the Reshimot of Etlabshut from the last Prina that remained in each Masach.
No. We have to read 42.
Ein Dalet.
74.
Kumot, Shuat HaRishon. Tov, tikra mem gimel, no?
All right, read 43.
Item 43 in the Pticha. The remainder of the Reshimot of Itlabshut from the last Prina that remained in each Masach prompted the elicitation of two levels, male and female, in the heads of all the Pertzufim, beginning in Abavak, Sagavak, and Ma and Bonavak, and in all the Pertzufim of Atzilut. This is so because in the Pertzuf of Ab Avak, where there is only a Reshimo of Aviyut of Prina Gimel in the Masach, which elicits 10 Sfirot at the level of Chochmah, the Reshimo of Hitlabshut from Prina Dalet, which remained there in the Masach, which is unfit for Zivug with the upper light whatsoever, due to its purity, yet it is included with the Aviyut of Prina Gimel, and becomes one Reshimo. At that time, the Reshimo of Hitlabshut acquires the strength for mating with the upper light. For this reason, the Zivug of Vaka with the upper light emerged upon her, eliciting 10 Sfirot at nearly the level of Keter. This is so because she had Hitlabshut of Prina Dalet. This Hitkalelut, incorporation, is called Hitkalilut of the female in the male, since the Reshimo of Aviyut from Prina Gimel is called female, as it carries the Aviyut. And the Reshimo of Hitlabshut of Prina Dalet is called male, as it comes from a higher place, and because it is purified from Aviyut. Thus, although the Reshimo of the male is insufficient for a Zivug of Haka'ah in itself, it becomes fit for a Zivug of Haka'ah through the Hitkalelut of the female in it. Item 44. Subsequently, there is an Hitkalelut of the male and the female too, meaning that the Reshimo of Hitlabshut is integrated with the Reshimo of Aviyut. This produces a Zivug of Haka'ah only at the level of the female, which is the level of Prina Gimel, which is the level of Chochmah, called Havaya of Ab. And the upper Zivug, where the female is included in the male, is considered the level of male, which is nearly the level of Keter. And the lower Zivug, where the male is included in the female, is considered the female level, which is only the level of Chochmah. Yet the Aviyut in the male level does not come from himself, but by means of Hitkalilut with the female. And although it suffices to elicit the level of 10 Sfirot from below upward, called Rosh, this level still cannot spread from above downward in the form of a guf, which would mean clothing of lights in the kelim. This is so because a Zivug of Haka'ah, an Aviyut that comes from the Itkalelut, is insufficient for the expansion of Kilim. Hence, the male level contains only a discernment of Rosh without a guf. And the guf of the Parzuf extends only from the female level, which has her own aviyut. For this reason, we name the Parzuf only after the female level, meaning Parzuf Abba.
Eddie, what?
I still haven't understood what's the role of the Rosh Vitlapshut.
Rosh Vitlapshut is like going into a restaurant and checking what I ate yesterday compared to today. I have to check myself with respect to what I had and what I have. And accordingly, I decide.
Okay, so he explains that the incorporation, the itkalalut of
male and female, female and male, gimel and dalet, dalet and gimel.
And he constantly writes here about the level of near keter.
Near keter is Rosh Dehitlabshut De'ab.
What's this nearness?
Partzuf Ab, that makes a zivug da'aka. On Rosh Dehitlabshut, on Dalet of Itlabshut, this is called doing a zivug on almost keter, because in itself it is chokhmah. It can't make a zivug on Dalet of Yud, on Gimel of Yud, but in the form of Dalet Dehitlabshut, it's as if it wants to resemble Galgalta, keter. This is why it's called nearly keter. Are you listening? Those who are listening, fine. Those who are not, you can't repeat everything. You can't suddenly miss a few lessons and then start asking about the past. Okay, where are we?
We're in 74.
Okay, read it.
There's that excerpt that you were looking for. A person in this world that we need, that you were looking for.
Okay, you can read it.
So this is in the introduction to the book Panim Meirot and Masbirot of Bala Sulam. And it's mid-article, and this is the whole issue of the Tzimtzum was only for the adornment of the souls concerning the equalizing of their form to their maker, which is the inversion of the vessels of reception to the form of bestowal. You find that this goal is still denied from the perspective of the Parzufim. Of Kedusha, since there is nothing there of the vacant space, which is the form of Gadlut of reception, over which was the Tzimtzum. Hence, no correction will happen to it, as it does not exist in reality there. Also, there is certainly no correction here from the perspective of the Sitra Achra, although it does have a vacant space, since it is completely opposite, and everything it receives dies. Hence, it is only a human in this world that we need.
In other words, there are two systems and they can't be connected. So how do you correct it?
Hence, in infancy, it is only human in this world that we need, which in infancy is sustained and supported by the Sitra Achra, inheriting the kelim of the vacant space from it, and when he grows, he connects to the structure of Kedusha through the power of Torah and Mitzvot to bestow contentment upon his maker. Thus, one turns the complete measure of reception he has already acquired to be solely arranged for bestowal, in that he equalizes his form with his maker, and the aim comes true in him.
Or when you take the treasure of the king from one place to another, or other such things, That's what it's all about. On you can relinquish a small will to receive. The created being can relinquish a small will to receive, of course, in return for a payment, for getting closer to the Creator. But you can do this calculation in order to bestow. In order to bestow is still a calculation that you do in the will to receive, but above it. But it is a calculation that you can do. But through this means, which is called Adam.
Friends from Zichon are asking whether the world of Nikudim in Gadlut is a result of the Nikudim in Katnut.
You see, it's from 79, the raising of man and emergence of Gadlut and Nikudim. They write, there's the world of Nikudim in Katnut that becomes the world of Nikudim in Gadlut. In other words, the Dalet Gimel that work here is not in order to engender a Parzuf on Reshimot Dalet Gimel. Are you listening? At the end of the lesson, to add some more confusion for the day. This Rishimo, Dalet Gimel, what can you do? It's not, I didn't do it. In short, what happens here, this Rishimo, Dalet Gimel, in other words, on Rishimo Dalet Gimel, you see, Dalet Gimel? This is Dalet Gimel from Nehi Deak, right? And it doesn't do a Zivug Daka on the Rishimo of Dalet Gimel, because on Rishimo of Dalet Gimel, there has to be Ab, right? Right. And here, Rishimo Dalet Gimel, what does he say? He says that same Partsuf of Katnut, of the world of Nikudim, that expanded here, that Partsuf, now, through the Zivug Daka, will go down here and expand in Gadlut. Its Keter will come in Gadlut to Keter. Abba Ve'ima in Gadlut will come to Abba Ve'ima, and Zon in Gadlut will come to Zon. In other words, Reshimo Dalet Gimel is a sign that now is the time of Gadlut. Okay. Good. You're already... You won't absorb anymore. Where are we?
We're on item 74.
Nah. Let's leave it. I see that they're already filled up. So let's move on to the next part.
And before we move to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
והלב שלך נמצא לקצה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך
אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה ברוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר רוצה יותר גבוה רוצה להתחבר רוצה יותר גבוה רוצה להתחבר סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה תשיג אותה בך היא מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה תשיג אותה בך היא מחכה רק בשבילך עולה 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 שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה תשיג אותה בך